Growing up in a dysfunctional family is no fun. There is no fun in dysfunction. This really is a special kind of trauma because it makes us believe that it's normal, that there is no trauma. We don't even know a family may be dysfunctional because it's all we know. And it often shows itself in our adult relationships when we meet other families. There doesn't have to be physical abuse in order for us to be truly emotionally stunted and crippled by a dysfunctional family. Oftentimes, it's manipulation. Oftentimes, it's just screaming at each other as a way to deal with problems and disagreements. And so it may seem very normal that this is how people show love. And it can take a very long time to unlearn these lifelong habits. Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin. Whatever happens in our formative years, from infancy and onward, shapes us more deeply than just about anything else as we get older. It is hardwired into our brain at a time in our lives when our brains are forming the structure, and it is becoming very solidified. And without proper care and attention to the way it changes us, which can be everything from a lack of confrontational skills or an inability to express ourselves truthfully, it can make us have social anxiety, trust issues, separation anxiety, all sorts of disorders, self-harm, PTSD, fears of going outside even. We can struggle with self-worth, not knowing how to accept compliments, feeling unworthy of praise and accolades when we do achieve something. And we may struggle with conflict resolution and how to handle things with patience and calm. But just as these neural pathways are created, we can create new neural pathways. The neuroplasticity in our brain never goes away. We are always, in every moment, constantly reinventing ourselves, constantly creating new pathways. And they are either unconscious or they are conscious. They are either reinforcing old habits and mental habits, or they are creating newer, more positive ones with our new conscious awareness and intention. And there are three ways to do this. And the first way is to be patient with ourselves. When we have decades of trauma, we are going to take some time to unlearn what is ingrained in us, what has become normalized to us. We are going to not be 100% perfect in all situations. And we have to give ourselves the grace and patience we would give to someone else trying to learn something new. And when we are in a relationship, we may put pressure on ourselves to not be like our parents or our family, to not be the way we were raised to be. And as much as we don't want to let those bad traits into our relationship, we also have to trust ourselves and be patient with ourselves that if it comes up, that we can fix it, that we can be patient with ourselves, and that hopefully we have a partner who is taking us with the good and the bad. And it is really in these relationships we can discover those negative tendencies that we've picked up. And in these relationships, as adults, we can use them as those opportunities for growth and to create new neural pathways. And sometimes our parents might come through us, or we may lose ourselves and go into that autopilot mode of the way we were raised. And that is all okay, because we are human beings. We came from a flawed family. Every one of us did. And even that is okay, because we live in a flawed society. And we can find someone who will help us grow, who will give us the space to learn and heal. But we have to be that source of patience for ourselves. And we do not need to put pressure on ourselves, because this isn't our fault. And we all need to realize that. And that patience we give to ourselves, we will naturally give to others. And the most beautiful thing we can do is be in a relationship of mutual growth and evolution, where we are all constantly learning, improving, and healing. And when we have a supportive partner, that only grows exponentially in speed and improvement. But it never comes from that stress and pressure that we are almost certainly internalizing the pressure we had from our parents or our family when we were younger. And so it's not a goal for perfection. It's a goal for raising our awareness to spot more and more throughout the day that internal monologue we're telling ourselves that is not helpful, because it is not who we are. It is what we picked up that became part of us but is not part of us, and we can let go of it. And we just have to give ourselves the space to witness it, not fight it, but just lovingly witness it. And oftentimes, the relationships in our adult life tend to reflect our childhood and our family relationships growing up, because we are vibrating at that frequency. And so that is what we naturally connect with. And so what we are going through, almost certainly our partner is too. Almost certainly our friends are going through. And so we can, by understanding ourselves, give that patience and compassion to others. Perfection is not the name of the game. It is healing and growth. And that is all that matters, because perfection doesn't exist. We all make mistakes. We'll all continue to make mistakes, and eventually we'll realize that there's really no such thing as mistakes, because we are all perfect just the way we are. We just have some things to unlearn and shed to reveal our inner nature, that true source of who we are, that light of consciousness, that love and compassion. And that is the second thing that we need to do to heal from a dysfunctional family, and that is to make love our North Star, to make that our core value, because that is what was missing in our upbringing. That is what was forgotten during those fights, those manipulations, those difficult moments when people forgot who they were and what they're here to do, which is to be love and give love. And we will never regret in any relationship, no matter if we're taken advantage of or if someone is mean to us later, we'll never regret being as loving as we possibly can. That will not come with regrets. It will not come with a fear of failure or insecurity or feeling like we looked foolish or not smart enough or good enough, which is all of those feelings that come from our childhood. When we are loving, someone else can say something mean, but we will know that we were caring, that we had compassion, and that others can think and say and will think and say anything. We are not in control of others. We cannot control how others respond, but love is always the answer. Love for yourself, love for your adult relationships, love for the soul family that you are creating if you have to keep some distance from your blood family. When we are present and loving with those around us, there is no dysfunction. We will not pass on the dysfunction of others. We will not pass on our hurt and pain. And we will be in a constant state of connection. And we will get to learn so much from others who grew up in less dysfunctional families by sharing our love, receiving their love, and learning through them as an example for a functional relationship and family. Love is the healing energy that heals all wounds. It heals our anger and resentment. It heals our trauma and the addictions we've caused. We just love ourselves. We give ourselves the love we did not receive. And we remember that affection that we craved yet did not receive, we can give to others, and they can give it to us in return. When we are loving others, there is no insecurity or anxiety. There is no hatred. There is no resentments. There is no self at all. There is no fear of losing someone. There is just connection in the here and now, that relationship. There is a giving and an endless giving because we have infinite love within us that we are disconnected from, but we can tap that wellspring within us. This is how we break that cycle of dysfunction, that cycle of trauma. Whenever that negativity arises, that insecurity or that trauma and resentment, turn it to love. Just love it. Love and cradle your own pain, because it needs it, and it will transform it. Love doesn't mean going back and spending all your time with a family who is cruel to you. It doesn't mean naively showering someone in gifts in the hopes that they will return the affection. It doesn't mean leaving your door unlocked. It's not naive, and it's not foolish. It is wise and compassionate. There is nothing that can be taken advantage of when we give our love away freely, when we expect nothing in return, which is true love. True love is accepting people exactly as they are, where they are, not deluding ourselves and hoping that someone can change or will treat us in the way we know we deserve. It is simply being the love we wish to receive and then choosing wisely where we put our time and effort and loving energy. If someone doesn't return our love the way we need and deserve, we move on at peace and with love. And we thank them for showing their true colors sooner than later and not wasting our time. Love is the glue that will hold our new loving relationships together. It is the gravity that keeps relationships strong. With love, with mutual love, and with self-love, relationships can grow and evolve together, and dysfunction can heal. And as we move forward with our lives, and we develop new relationships with more loving people, and we move on from a traumatic past, it's important that we start to practice that most transformative of practices, and that is forgiveness. When we grow up in a dysfunctional home, when we become estranged later in life, or we just suffer from all of that chaos, we live with so much resentment, and it can take up so many hours of every single day. Every single family sitcom on TV can remind us of our dysfunctional families. Every single movie, every single family we pass on the street can trigger those negative thoughts and emotions. And we need to let go of that gunpowder that is what gets triggered inside of us. And this doesn't mean we tell them, "I forgive you." It doesn't mean we go to the holidays celebrations if we have no resolution. Forgiveness is personal. It is simply letting go of anger and hate. And it is moving on, moving forward, healed, without the stress that they gave us. It is a gift to ourselves. And we do this by remembering that we live in a dysfunctional society. We have rampant addiction, almost universal addiction. Everyone is addicted to something, whether it's food or screens and technology or work or alcohol or caffeine. We live in a society where some people have dozens of homes and millions are sleeping on the street. We are all a product of our society, and it takes great conscious intention and action to overcome the dysfunction that we all inherit. But from that awareness, we can forgive others for falling victim to this dysfunctional society, to forgive them for their mistakes, for not breaking a cycle, for not having the skills, the tools, or ability to break generational trauma. We are all a society disconnected from the wisdom of our ancestors. We are so disconnected from the natural way to raise children that we read about it in books. And we read about it by people who are disconnected and don't necessarily know the answers themselves. We are really a modern culture disconnected from our past. And there was a great deal of wisdom from our ancestors on how to raise healthy, happy, loving children. And so we can forgive our parents. We can see that everybody, as hard as it is to see sometimes, that everyone is doing the best they can. Even the cruelty, even the neglect, even the anger and violence. These are unconscious behaviors. They are not anybody using their full conscious awareness, understanding the ramifications of their actions, or even understanding why they are the way they are. These are unconscious, unintentional acts of barbarity. When people are cruel, it is because they know of no other way. We grow up and we assume our parents know everything and that they're perfect. And when this becomes shattered, our entire worldview collapses. And we have to rebuild. We have to pick up the pieces. And we have to create a new way forward from scratch. But that is also a blessing, because we can create a new culture in our families. We can create a new way of being. We can get rid of all of that stuff that didn't work, that wasn't healthy, and we can create the most loving, the most joyful, the most peaceful home for our children, for ourselves, for our partners, for our friends. Every single day, we are shedding what we don't wish to carry forward into the next day, and we are taking in what we will bring into tomorrow. Some of it is unconscious, but we can create consciously a new way of being. We just raise our awareness. We understand why we are the way we are, and we choose a different way forward. And every night before we go to sleep, we can remember those values. Remember that patience we want to give to ourselves and to others, that love that we deserve and that our soul family deserves. And we can forgive and let go of those resentments. And every night when we sleep, our brain gets rid of the memories that it deems irrelevant and converts to long-term memory the ones it finds important. And when we, every night and every morning, set those intentions for how we want to be today and tomorrow, our brain will get to work making it happen. Much love. I hope you found today's podcast helpful and that it brings some value into your life. If you are able to, you can always support us and the team here that helps bring these to the public and help keeps us going and making new podcasts in the future at eastwesticism.org. That's eastwesticism.org. Every penny goes a long way, and it is also a tax-deductible donation to our nonprofit, so you can write it off as well. Thank you so much. You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others.
If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.